The sermon I prepared is not on that gospel. So we'll do the best we can. I still think they should put these books in alphabetical order. Someday when I'm rich, I'm going to publish that book. So we'll just do the best we can. I can still start and talk about a documentary that I saw years ago about the works of Shakespeare. It was called Shakespeare Uncovered. And in it, they interviewed Orson Welles, who said, "It's a great feeling to be dealing with material that's better than yourself, that you know you can never live up to." Now, I like to consider myself a well-read person, and I've always wanted to like Shakespeare. I don't. I'm sorry. I have kindred spirits in the pews. But this documentary brought the works of Shakespeare down to earth and made it more than just some lofty art. This documentary made it meaningful to things that I fight: ambition, direction, jealousy, appearance versus reality, change, order, disorder, conflict. Now, the tension in Shakespeare, with all of its gorgeous and sometimes difficult language, is a tension that we sometimes encounter in Scripture. Sometimes we read something, either in Scripture or in our prayer book, and it is so beautiful. But does it relate to what we do day to day? Sometimes you have to bring it down to earth and think about, what do these beautiful words about this person, Jesus, mean I'm supposed to do today? Say, for example, if we had read the story of the presentation in the temple, the man Simeon talked about Jesus being destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel. It helps me to see Jesus as inspiring me and strengthening me to rise above typical human emotions and to find strength in typical human experiences. I think we are dealing, as the Shakespeare documentary said, we're dealing, in Jesus, we're dealing with material better than ourselves, but something that we are called to try to live up to. The gospel from Matthew today speaks about Isaiah, about the people who have been living in darkness. Again, it talks about these things in beautiful language. And I'll read some of that, which I haven't done in the last several days. I'm so sorry. "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region in shadow of death, light has dawned." Those are beautiful poetic words to me. But a lot of people we know have this week dealt with a great darkness. And they must have struggled to think that there was a light. As a church, we have been through a great deal this week. We have come together in the name of God. We have come together as the body of Christ to hold each other, to lift each other up, to strengthen each other, to feed each other, literally and figuratively. We read these words in Scripture, and we love the poetry of Scripture. But do we make that connection between what we read in beautiful words and what we do in everyday life? Jesus modeled what we need to do to make that connection. He approached and embraced and healed lepers, people that no one else would go near. He fed the 5,000 instead of just saying, "Boy, I'm glad all these people came to hear my teaching," and then letting them fend for themselves. He made sure they were fed. He talked with the woman at the well and freed her from her past. He talked with Nicodemus at night, a man who could not make the leap from what Jesus taught to this transcendent way of life for us humans. In every case, if we model that behavior, we are dealing with material that's better than ourselves. What do we do? We don't literally encounter lepers. We rarely encounter anyone who is hungry. But we can forgive wrongs that have been done to us instead of reliving them. We can live in a way of compassion that lets other people see mercy and forgiveness, the image of God within us. We can live out a vision of God at work in human circumstances. We can continue to cling to religious faith in a time when it has become largely passé. It has become passé because people don't see the connection between what we say in church and what we do Monday through Saturday. Before the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, many people may have seen religious life as a lofty way of living, a way of encountering beautiful language, but which didn't really matter in regular life. Many of us have seen Shakespeare in the same way. And yet, Shakespeare endures. He addresses human needs and desires, human challenges. His language is beautiful, but sometimes so eloquent that to us it's inaccessible. But if we can get through the beautiful language, we will find that it is real and it is relevant. It teaches us ideas that matter in real, messy, ordinary life. We have seen the Christ, like the people who just gave up their jobs and followed him. We have seen something better than ourselves, and we are called to do better than what our human instincts call us to do. It sounds lofty and unattainable what Jesus asks of us, but it is very, very real. When we choose to love, we take part in something better than ourselves. Yeah.